Shimmy, shimmy, yaw, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodge, Brooklyn squad.
Yeah, suck on that, Will. Suck on that. You're not the only musician in this room.
I didn't know. Like, it could have been some actual, like, legit rap song. I had no fucking clue.
Really?
You think that fucking Jigaboo nonsense takes talent? That just proves it right there.
Yeah, have you read rap lately? That's pretty much on par.
Well, rap lately is horrible.
What's like hip-hop at this point? Fucking pop.
It's just club music at this point.
It's just, yeah. R&B is now rapping bullshit.
Rapping bullshit, RZA. Rapping bullshit. I'm going to be playing that throughout the show, by the way. That sample brings me great joy.
Oh, good joy.
Great joy. All across my temple. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Thankfully, the camera wasn't on me while I said those words because I stuck my arms in the air like a gay Care Bear as I did it.
Any man who puts his arms above his head's a fag.
Gay.
Unless, golden rule.
Unless you're doing a military press, you're gay. That's just science. You can listen to the show on the website. Find all of them. Not just this one. All of them. As well as my writing at inpapasbasement.com. It's also got the Facebook page. It's also got our Twitter pages. It's got links to YouTube clips of us now in the studio because we're that damn ahead of the curve.
2012, really. Baby.
Fuck yeah, we're on that shit. It's got the iTunes link in case you wanted to subscribe to the show, make it easy on you. I like bragging that I have subscribers.
We're selling more copies than Kinko's.
Oh, you and your rap lyrics, sir. But yeah, that's it for the plugs. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You are at...
I'm at Epexegetical. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's easy to spell.
Good luck to
the fuck was that?
Will's at Billy Basil. I think the levels are a little hot. Will, talk a little bit.
Blah, da, 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 da.
Ah, you're good. I guess just when all of us come together, we're a Voltron of distortion. But you're at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal with an E instead of an A.
Yeah, use that if anyone actually wants to get in touch with me. I haven't used the other one forever. Oh. Fuck Twitter.
I've soured on it lately. I don't know why I don't care to tweet my bon mots. It's whatever the hell the term is. Howie, correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
I don't know. Okay. Words.
I'm not Alex Trebek on that.
Bon
so.
Mot.
What's it supposed to mean?
like a little witticism, I believe, in French.
I do it on Facebook. I don't fucking keep in touch with anyone on Twitter anymore.
They've apparently forgotten about me, too. It's lost its appeal. You're always either tweeting too fucking much or too little. Like, if I'm just ripping them off, I'll lose 15 followers and gain 2.
I fucking hate white people. Well, the way it's just that's not what Twitter's for.
That
fuck
could just be
you,
the name
man.
Of the show.
Who made you the goddamn Twitter police? I hate that people do that shit anyway. Like, goddamn, I'm trying to think. Like, at the pharmacy, there seems to be some sort of like set of rules and regulations that I'm not familiar with because I'm not some fucking overdrugged fat American.
Yeah.
Like, notice if you go to the pharmacy and you pick up a prescription, it's just these fat fucking slobs. It's like, why? Your quality of life stinks
well,
anyway.
Well, in front
just
of
die.
The pharmacy, you can see every item like designed for people who are horribly out of shape. It's like foot baths for diabetics. There's a lot of blood sugar testers and blood pressure testers.
And
that's
then the
it.
Fucking like Jillian Michaels stool cleanser right next to it.
And there's always like a little fat massager too. Like, again, in case you're like, your lard is just going necrotic while still on your bone.
But thank God for the Plan B shelf. That's what I say.
There is no Plan B shelf.
I've never seen
you fucking
Plan B.
Lying rookie. You've been busted.
You got to ask the pharmacist?
Yes.
No, yeah, you have to ask. I'm just
shameful.
Saying. You know where it is.
And there's two options.
Fucking great shame.
That's what always kills me about Plan B. There's two options.
What, Plan A is leave the bitch in the pharmacy like a dying dog? Like fucking Homer and Chief Wiggum. You're free now. fucking run to the parking lot, just click your key once so when the driver's door opens.
Yeah.
Squeal out of there.
That is plan A. But when you get caught.
Saves you $25.
Committing to 50. 50. Oh. That's the thing.
Now, 50%, Holmes.
What?
Half. I ain't paying for the full thing.
Oh, are you kidding?
$75 in a ride.
Maybe I'm chivalrous.
You need to go by the Damone rules.
Otherwise, you'll get little prick sprayed on your locker.
It's like abortions cost $500, though. It's $75 in a ride. Take it or leave it.
Oh, no. Oh, and then he's not there, and Judge Reinhold has to take you home.
What a man he is. That's a real man.
Vic Damone.
Like, begrudgingly agreeing to half and then not even living up to that promise. Was his first name really Vic? Mike.
I thought...
It's Mike Damone.
Is it Mike Damone?
I think it's Mike.
Jury?
Okay, yeah, shit. Okay. God, I haven't seen... That is embarrassing. I used to be the mayor of Ridgemont High. I knew that shit. I thought it was Vic Damone and then who's Rat?
Mark Ratner.
See, Mike and Mark sounds a little weird to me. Sounds like a fucking horrible morning show.
But I don't think there was any Vic in there.
Oh, it was Vic Damone. Okay. I trust you two. You guys.
We have the computer.
I'm going to the Google
skills.
Machine.
Okay, so. All right. You're doing the Google machine, so I don't even have to pull away and take my lovely voice away from this microphone that loves it so goddamn bad.
That's definitely Mike Damone, man. I'd fucking put money on it.
All right.
Maybe Vic Damone, some other Dago from some.
Vic Damone actually is another Dago.
Probably worked with him.
He appears to be a singer from the late 50s. So
really?
Yeah. But you were far off, my friend.
I'll take partial guinea credit.
But it is Mike Damone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Mike. Fuck. God, that's embarrassing. But yeah, and then he gets in the fight with Rat. And he's like, and it started off such a good day, too. Like, while he's in the locker room.
And I woke up in
such a good mood.
Woke up in such a good mood.
I swear to fucking Christ.
That's the attitude.
There was an episode. Whether she comes, goes. I forget. God damn it.
Whether she stays, lays, or prays, your toes are still tapping.
How the fuck do you remember? I've seen this movie 500 times. You walk in once, like in the middle of it. You've retained scenes you haven't even watched.
My fucking Rain Man mind.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
trying to remember the rules. Damone's rules for dating.
What, the five-point plan?
When it comes to making out, always put on side B of Led Zeppelin 4.
And they, in the movie, they're actually playing like
they're playing Houses
of the Holy.
They're playing Cashmere.
Yeah, that's Houses of the Holy, I think.
And let's see. You do the ordering for the lady who will have a Coke with no ice and a linguine.
It's a classy move.
Yeah, white clam sauce.
The lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice.
I could do this the whole show. What are the other rules? Hold on. Obviously, don't pull out.
Oh, wherever. No.
Come in under 30 seconds to the pull out.
Oh, shit. Did you feel that? Yeah. Act wherever you are, act like that's the place to be.
Isn't this great?
Yeah. So that's three. We got 5-point plan.
Fuck.
Another thing that could be easily be solved by Google, but where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
We've
got the important one.
Ask for her number? Was that one? No.
Oh, kiss me. You won't regret it.
Oh, call the shots. Let's call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. All right, so we got four.
Fuck it. Hold on. Kiss me, you won't regret it. Oh, Jesus. Now I'm just thinking of him, like, selling Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets to old Lazy Eye.
Is that your little brother?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking kid.
God damn. I fucking love that movie. What does he say to little white kids trying to buy Blue Oyster Cult tickets? Like, where were you when Van Halen?
Shit, I don't remember.
I almost went broke.
I'm running a legitimate business here. Get out.
Oh my God.
I don't remember.
Do you remember the good old days of actually like hanging out at the mall? Like, that was current. Back then, were you just going to look so fucking old?
Do you remember
now?
You could Middle smoke school. In the mall? You could just walk around.
Wait, in it?
Yes, in it. Like, back in the early to mid 80s. That was one of Stephen Pimley's vivid memories, is his sister taking him around by the hand while she was 16 and smoking with her 16-year-old friends.
Yeah. Ashing on
in
him.
The mall, yeah.
Fuck, I don't remember smoke in the mall.
Dude, they used to smoke at our high school.
You just had smoking sections.
Yeah, if you were 18, they just had a room for you.
God, what days gone
seems
by.
So fucking foreign, though. Oh. Although, like, you go to Europe, you could smoke in the airport. Which just seems weird.
No, over here, you're treated like a kid toucher if you're a smoker.
Dennis Leary was on ONA, and he was saying like how he just smokes anywhere. It's like dice. He's one of those people. It's like, he's like, you can still light up in an airport or in a hospital. And he's like, it's funny because you can actually smoke longer there because you always get those few seconds of people just staring at you like, what the fuck? Like, before they try to stop you.
Before
like,
the hammer of the gods
am I seeing down. This right? Like, is he actually smoking in a hospital? And they're like, hey, what are you doing? You keep smoking? Like, what? What are you talking about?
I didn't realize he was back on it. I thought, like, his shtick lately was, I've quit, finally.
Quit Jeez. What? Oh, smoking?
Yeah.
He made it sound like he never stopped. I don't know.
Really? Oh, I thought he had tried to quit at some point.
I think that's something you tell women just to keep them placated.
What's like his thing?
I mean, women can.
It depends on the woman.
Pretty gross.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just feel like Snoop quit smoking pot at one point, and it's like, really, dude.
He did say that.
He never really quit though. Like,
no, I remember he gave some bullshit.
No, some reporter
bugaboo.
Was with him at the time and saw him roll a joint, and he's like, Snoop, didn't you quit? He's like, motherfucker, if I said I quit, I quit.
Exactly.
He's just smoking weed. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, like, because
you're gonna believe me, I never saw him on the
Tonight Show because he's giving the shit about how he's like his son's little league coach or whatever, football coach, so he's not a good role model.
Shit. Like, I don't fucking touch weed, but it's embarrassing, it's not legal.
I don't know, it just seems weird to smoke it past a certain age.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even fucking drink anymore. Like, all that just seems like a waste of time to me.
Yeah, let the
I'm cool
show,
with drinking.
Man.
That's a social thing.
You're definitely...
Yeah, but you can be social and not be drunk.
I can't. Speak for yourself. How do you tolerate people sober?
And
share
I mean,
that one.
Gets you laid a lot more, too, because you come off looking like a million fucking bucks.
No,
you gotta... Not acting like an asshole.
You gotta walk the line. You can't be fucking jamming the tip of a beer bottle between someone's tits going, it's like a glass cock, I mean, that's not going to work. But if you've had a few, like, I have a few, and I am how Homer imagined himself when he was drunk, just the suavest motherfucker, and I'm actually staring down Maude's tits, not those peanuts.
One of the
ones at the bottom.
One of the last times I can remember drinking on a date. I had to piss so bad, I'm pretty sure I started, like, pissing my pants a little bit in the taxi.
Jeez.
I had to demand the taxi pull over twice, once so I could piss on a gas station, like, just...
Right, not in it.
Right off
it.
Of Glebe Road. No, because it was one of those ones where you can't walk in.
Yeah.
And then once on a church, also on Glebe Road.
Wow.
And then I think once I was driving this bitch home...
Piss Godzilla.
I stopped by my old job and pissed on the door there.
Did you aim for the handle?
Oh, yeah.
My piss.
Fuck yeah.
Faggot.
Of course.
You love it.
And then I was surprised when things went south. I was like, what do you mean you just want to be friends? You were all into me a couple weeks ago. What the fuck?
Who is this bitch? Who would hold it against you? You had to piss. It just shows you got strong kidneys.
She has a weak bladder or something.
You've got a powerful renal system.
That tattooed
pass lead
bitch.
Payment.
Lead brought
paint,
to
not payment.
Kelly's Halloween party that one year.
Erica. Oh, she wasn't so good looking anyhow.
No, but she had like the fucking like wettest pussy I've ever encountered.
That is
cool.
Fun.
Like that shit was just like...
Who doesn't like your sinkhole?
Nice.
Yeah, like that was a fucking slip and slide.
Oh my God. That is the hole that construction leaves behind and two kids from the neighborhood drown.
So that was pretty cool.
Swimming.
Like, a cunt that stands apart from the pack.
Oh, that is true love when you've actually got to take note of a vagina.
Yeah, because otherwise they're all pretty much the fucking same.
Yeah, sometimes they, you know, you've got differences.
Some are shorter, some are wider.
Yeah.
I guess it's like cocks, but...
Some are odories.
I like the ones where you can bottom out in them. Just ram their fucking cervix.
Yeah.
Well, we're not all like you. I would have to be like, after I did that, I'd be like, all right, I'm taking you back to class, AM or PM.
Okay.
That would be the last time I could reach a cervix with mine. But, God, I'm trying to think any vaginas of note in my... I've had, like, smaller girls who had really tiny ones where you go in there and it's like, okay, this is going to be a short movie.
What, like threading a needle?
Yeah, it just, yeah, you get in there and they clamp down and you're like, oh, it's the same reaction when the roller coaster bar slams down on you. All right.
I hate it when it's gonna be too tight, man. This fucking hurts.
Well, you don't want to, again, I'm not trying to fuck a woman with a baguette.
But like, yeah, you can feel like they're fucking like pelvic bones on the side and shit. That's creepy.
I wish I had your problem.
Yeah, no. Will's got his own problem.
Right now, like Donald Trump, like, you know when you wake up and you realize you've got too much money? I hate it when you shatter their pelvises and they're walking around in that plaster diaper for a month.
Well, no, actually,
what's sexy about that?
I mean, I'm just thinking back to like fucking finger banging chicks in middle school.
Well, yeah, if you arc up like a fucking mortar. Right, into their bones.
Well,
you're
no, that's
them.
How you hit their G spot. I'm talking about on the sides.
Oh yeah,
the pushing up is what makes chicks squirt.
Oh yeah, that's always a fun show.
Like no, that's great. That way, you know, like you can do whatever after that.
Yeah, yeah. There's usually a lot of like leg shaking. You're like, no one's ever made me do that before. It's like, yeah, no one's ever watched 7,000 hours of porn and fucked you before.
Really?
It's good for something. God damn it.
No, I picked it up from some fucking like 39-year-old stripper I banged.
Oh, really? Nice. Wow. She was just the squirt whisperer.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, because I figured out like the pushing up part, but then she's like, no, push from the outside too. So it's like,
yeah, you push down
up, and then like you put your hand on the outside, and then like
exactly.
Yeah, some chicks will stop you because I think
they're gonna pee.
Piss. Yeah,
I'm
it's
gonna
like, no,
pee.
You don't,
oh,
it's not piss.
Do you know how many times I can't tell you how many times, especially the conservative girl, my fun's been cut short that way.
Just fucking take her to the tub then and be like, oh well, you piss.
Well, then,
you
then they're like, I'm not gonna piss in my tub. And then you're like, I will.
Not only do I piss when I'm in the shower, but like if I'm jerking off for a long time and I have to piss when I have a rod, you know, I'm not gonna try to like jam it in the toilet bowl anymore. I just fucking just like shove my dick in the shower and like, yeah, whatever happens, happens.
I'm not sure I really need to know that about you, my friend, but
yeah, dude, if like, cause
just the yellow, white,
I've never
lemon
thought of
meringue,
that, I'll be honest.
Sure.
Huh? Just, I've never thought of that.
It's,
no, if I've got a
it's
rod.
It's sterile, right?
And I'm doing that and I got to piss. I will do the old like lean into the wall above
yeah.
the toilet like at 45
I used to do that,
degrees.
But I mean, this is just easier. I don't know.
That is a lot easier. Fuck me, man. What have I been doing all these years?
Yeah, just fucking just. But
what? So what? You just pull out your dick in the shower and you're like, shit or a fart, it's coming out either way?
Well, my dick's already out. So okay. I fucking like turtle walk my ass to the bathroom. And like, you know, I have a shower with like the sliding glass door. So yeah. I fucking open it and I piss against the wall or whatever.
I was just saying, you aim for the glass.
No, because I'm sticking it in.
You're like on Tuesdays.
So I just piss against the fucking like mold encrusted tile. So I'm like, maybe that'll fucking help eradicate it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Jesus. Thank God I've never showered there.
I am an animal.
That's why all your ladies don't have athlete's foot.
Oh, man.
What started this conversation?
I don't know. Thank God we had something, because like, you realize like when we did quote-unquote prep, we decided on nothing.
I decided on three topics, thank you very much. I can blow the wad right now.
I want to go back to the 39-year-old stripper. I think that's money. You talked about that on the show before?
Not probably. Much, a little bit. Like you said, she had heavy tats to hide like a C-section scar.
Well,
like,
no, she just had a bunch of tats, and she had, not C-section scar, hysterectomy. And so like, no, she had one on her stomach.
How did she bang two girls with hysterectomies?
Believe it or not, yes. And, yeah. And I'm in my 20s.
You sound like the fucking pimp of the old folks.
Oh, Lord.
I bent her over their walker, that whore.
One of them's going to listen to this eventually.
Oh, of course. She's good people. I like that one. I don't know the 39-year-old stripper.
Nah, you never met her.
You never brought her? Oh, she was at your single apartment.
One-night stand, yeah.
How did you meet for the one-nighter?
It's that fucking place you went to with Shane. I think Jerry was there, too. Was it Fox Chase Tavern? Remember, like,
yeah.
Shane lost
Holy
his knife,
cow.
And we're having to, like,
yeah,
work
yeah.
on the fucking arcades and shit.
Oh, God,
for
you
it.
Actually, like, one-nightered a bitch from a bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, that's a suburban bar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yeah. fucking like Sterling.
It's like
yeah.
Sterling, though.
Wow.
I've heard Sterling and, Ashburn Sleesburg. Play in Leesburg. Yeah, those are like fucking key parties almost.
What
bars
about Manasshole?
No, strangely conservative. Manassas?
Yeah, it's different now.
I'm trying to think. The one bar I really had a strong memory of.
Hard Times?
Well, yeah, you got hard times, but I was saying O'Toole's in Centerville. That thing should have like billed itself as like where mulattoes get made. It was nothing but black dudes.
It's about
Hood
to
Bridge.
Smell real bad.
Oh,
here,
oh,
real
quick. I didn't want to interrupt my stream of consciousness here, but it was nothing but fat women from like fat white chicks from Aldi getting porked by brothers from Woodbridge. That was O'Toole's.
Yeah. Is O'Toole's the one near Red Rocks? O'Fool's?
It's close. It had all the Shamrock and shit.
It's
know?
Right off of 29.
It's on 29. Yeah, it went under. It's now.
It's like near Union Mill.
Yeah, it's now an all-you-can-eat steak, lobster,
yeah, it was
and
like
shrimp buffet
in a shopping center, like Gray Shopping Center.
Yeah, yeah, you remember it.
Yeah, like, I remember the main thing I remember about that shithole was like I think that was the first time I saw people wear cowboy hats to a bar, like unironically.
Yeah,
and I'm like that's fucking scary.
Kind of kills your innocence.
I've seen it in Arlington too. It's just like what the.
But that's ironically.
I don't think
no.
so.
No, people here are morons, man. I just want to beat them.
I think some douches are seriously like, yeah, I'm a cowboy.
I mean, I'm cool with it. Like, if I walk into a bar 30 miles down 66 West, and that's, you know, Hank Williams is playing, and some chick is like, "You got all your teeth? Let's fuck." I'd be okay with cowboy hats.
Maybe because we're from here, like, because like when I saw that shit like in Asheville, North Carolina, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, cowboy hat? I remember in like, college.
To me, that's South. This isn't really the South.
No,
this place
not
is
all.
A fucking pygmy. It's like. A goddamn bastard child of the East Coast and South doesn't fit in anywhere.
It's like a fucking appendix or gallbladder. Just tear us out. We're worthless.
It's weird because it's just a clusterfuck of cultures. Like,
but not in a good way. No. Like, you hear that and it's like some liberal wet dream. Like, oh, we've got everything. No, it's just like if you took chocolate milk and dumped it into a plate of ravioli. Like, it's just two good things that together taste like dog shit.
Excellent point.
Yeah, hey. I don't know, but God, the cowboy hat thing reminds me of like a chick that was like a slam dunk lay in college before I'd even like kissed a girl and didn't know what the fuck went where.
If I saw a chick wearing a cowboy
hat, it was hot
as I'd
shit.
Fuck a shit
and
out
she
of
was like in little boots and a fucking jean skirt.
That's hot as shit. Who's this bitch?
It was just some girl. Like I was sitting out front of the dining hall area at Virginia Tech, and maybe. She comes up. She's like, "Why are you sitting alone?" Like in a southern accent, and like her fucking brother was there.
Oh, she had the dude. That's hot as shit.
But she the brother is just sitting there like a tool because it's her brother. You can't cock block really for her. You can't be like hands off. That's my pussy. Like I don't care how southern you are, you're not gonna say that publicly.
Dude, well, you guide my shaft into a cuck boy.
Yeah, and she was like, she's like, "Why are you chilling here? What's
she
up?"
She had the fucking like little handkerchief. Top tied around her tits?
No, but just like a tight top, like the little fucking white tank top with like just
spaghetti straps.
Yeah, exactly. A little ta showing.
And
then like, there's like a little
shirt
pink shirt.
Over top,
yeah, so. Just a little pink shirt. Yeah, in the fashion of those plaid numbers though. Just hot as shit. And being so open
big
and nice.
Tits?
You know, medium, like a solid B to C, a bucka, if you will.
She's got a filthy whore attitude that makes up for it.
Yeah, and I was just so fucked up and, like, didn't know what went where back then. I was just like, I got issues. That's why I'm alone or something like that. Like,
wow.
I couldn't have been more
way to grease the wheels.
Had I just been like, hold on a moment, hopped on the fucking picnic table where she approached me and just shat. Like, my territory. Smell that. Mine.
Fucking boom out. Yeah, baby, how does I stick my dang old finger in your fucking cunt?
Dirty boom out. Dang, I'll give you a cum eye patch.
Why don't you try something on the size boom?
Yeah. No, I look back at college, the shit that went on, and I barely went out. I was...
Me too,
thinking about this the
bullshit.
Other day.
It was a lame.
I did three parties maybe my entire freshman year at Virginia Tech. And that's when you could actually meet people. It wasn't UVA with its frat fucking culture.
Right.
Where you were just a bitch if you couldn't get into these frat parties and they were just horrible anyhow. God, like Virginia Tech stunk. Parties were fucking fun. Like they're very egalitarian if you want to put it that way. In other words, you could fuck probably anyone if you put your mind to it. And... I remember getting approached like multiple, like the two parties I went to, I was approached by multiple women who were like, "Hey, you want to dance?" So I was just like, "No, I don't dance." Like, what the fuck?
I don't either.
Who gives a shit?
No, I'm not going to fucking embarrass myself.
Just perform, like, this much short of a rape on the dance floor, and you were dancing like every other white guy.
Get him wrapped up in conversation.
Yeah, see, this is the difference between the Papa Giorgio brothers. Like, neither of you will dance. However, John, your next line sucks. That girl's walking away. Will's got a plan to keep her on the
hook. I'll say I don't dance, but then you can talk about why.
Oh, no. This was just like a blasting party, though. Like, no one's going to make talk with you. Like, this is a drunk girl.
Invite her outside. But hey, you want to go outside and smoke?
Bam. That's a John Papa Giorgio line. He's feeding you lines from your mindset.
That's why he lost his virginity at 9.
That's a professional. That's a professional. You need to get some consultation.
I've learned shit since.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that's true.
Christ.
We got to send him back in time to talk to the 18-year-old John Papa Giorgio.
Oh, 18-year-old me. Fucking like 14-year-old me.
Any girl who talks to you wants to fuck you. Especially me, because I don't exactly look like the friendliest person.
Oh, yeah.
So like I instantly know any woman who gives me any kind of attention wants it.
Oh, no. You are like the brother, like the hood-looking brother. And a white chick's walking up to you. It's like, this bitch wants some black rod like a motherfucker. That's it.
Yeah, it's like an instant screening process. It's kind of
It is. I hope you act like lordly and intimidating about it, too, when they walk up. It's like,
not myself. I mean, I'll fucking be nice. Okay. Shit. Like, I'm going to go put on airs.
See, you got to maybe work a little bit of air into it, because Jerry over here, his bald, muscular ass, he used to have women coming up to him and pretty much just wanted him to, like, smack him and then rape him. And he would just be, like, too nice and be like, actually, I'm into art. Have you heard of Van Gogh? And they'd be like, later, you bald faggot pussy.
Yeah.
That was the reaction he got. So he had to, like, tone it down a little.
No, because, like, I'm an asshole no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Even when I'm nice, people are like, you're being a dick. I'm like, really? I'm really working hard to not.
Well, it's just like, I don't put on like some fake personality like to try to charm people. Like, I'll try to be nice and make people laugh, but I'll still be a piece of shit.
I guess like, that's the common denominator.
I'm not use the word cunt, you know. Like,
but you'll do it with a smile.
Yeah.
Cunt. Yeah, as long as it's a funny cunt.
Yeah. Just like cunt followed by the echo.
And
of a slap.
I don't fucking say like multiple migs.
I can smell your cunt.
Like, oh, no. I, alas, cannot.
I myself cannot.
That's it.
I don't think the answer lies on those second-rate shoes, Clarice.
Fly, starling, fly. Oh, what a good fucking movie.
All right, so what the hell were we trying to get to?
Oh, we
before
were...
Before we talked about cowboy hats and fucking flinging jizz.
Isn't that how every show ends up? God, the very beginning of this conversation, we were...
You're talking about some topic we supposedly had.
Plan B. No, the topics we supposedly have, we're going to still hold on to that. We're going to fuck this bitch slow tonight.
Yeah.
Candles on, fucking Brian McKnight playing. That's how this is going down. I was talking about Plan B, and Howard was saying you split it 50-50. I'm like, I don't know what women you're fucking. I've had to cough up for Plan B recently, and if I even suggested, like, you know... It takes a pussy and a cock to tango. She would just walk out of the place and then not take Plan B. Actually, and then I'd be paying a lot more than $50.
Asking to go Dutch on a $50 bill to kill a baby. Exactly. It's not really a classy move.
See, now you need Will's wisdom. Now. Just,
considering a fucking abortion is 10 times that, like, you should consider yourself lucky. Six,
and now you got to go like to where to get an abortion?
I don't know. Hopefully still behind Fuddruckers. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. That fucking building Gavin used to work in.
Ah, God bless the Fuddruckers abortion building.
I think there's one up in Falls Church. Like, I didn't know
about it. Planned Parenthood?
I'm sure there's a ton.
I definitely took a friend to that one.
But, like, you know where Fuddruckers is in Fairfax?
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know
123 and 50. Like, that white, just plain stucco building, like, immediately behind it.
All right, an
abortion clinic in it.
I got to point this out just because, like, I noticed this coming over here one day for the show. Like, there was a guy picketing the abortion clinic in Falls Church, and I was like, oh, shit, I never knew where that was. He just told me where to get an abortion when I didn't know before.
It's like off exit 69. Ha, 69.
I mean, I was just coming from there.
I think it's a Planned Parenthood because, I had a dipshit friend one time, and she was like, my boyfriend's condom broke, and I'm on birth control, but I think I should still take a fucking... Plan B, and they were like, get the fuck out of here.
What? Wow,
we
good
have
girl,
broke
man.
Spanish women to attend to.
They don't let anyone in for free.
Where?
Or maybe Plan does Planned Parenthood?
Not for free Gagortians, but like for a consultation.
Oh.
Like she was going in for morning after shit.
One of the bitch. Oh yeah, I guess you don't. You can't even test positive, like if it's within Plan B period, right?
Like, no, you don't show up pregnant within 3 days bullshit.
Yeah, like it takes weeks or some shit, right?
For your hormones to start.
A few
changing.
Days. So like, oh, that kind of
this
sucks.
Is like back in the day. Because now you just literally walk up to the back pharmacy counter and you say, "Give me Plan B," and they say, "Do you want the 2-pill $40 one or the 1-pill $50?" And of course,
what the hell's the difference?
The $40 one is 2 pills and generic. You take one right now and you take one the next day. And of course, me, I don't trust anyone to take that second pill. I'll literally buy the $50
one. She has second thoughts. You get this fucking awful retard Corky baby.
You're just brain mashed in, looking like she threw him against a wall. Oh, no, God. I will take the pill out myself. I'll fucking play with her throat like she's a
buy
cat.
One of those things to like shoot it down
yeah,
a cat's
pill
throat.
Popper. Yeah. Fucking. Oh my God, I take no chances. I'll give him a dropper of water after
fucking
that.
Sneak it to her in a piece of cheese like a dog. There you go, bitch.
Oh no. I'll scan under the tongue like she's going into county lockup for the first time.
No, dude, I had a guy who used to like raise it a level on you too. Like he used to pay somebody to get him the pills so they were just in his medicine cabinet. So before a girl even walked out of his apartment the next morning. It was just like here.
Oh, condoms are cheaper.
That's
I mean,
a fucking pimp, but yeah, I mean.
Also, those things are horrible. Like, if you just use them on the regular, your fucking ovaries burst, I think.
He didn't care. I mean, usually it was just
you
one and
you squat
to
take a piss and, like, relish comes out or something. That's it. No more babies for you ever. Those are not safe. I mean, trust me, they're great.
He really did have a steady girlfriend, though, where, like, it was just constant. Like, here you go.
Jesus Christ. Dude, decimated
I can't tell you how many people were Plan B's than Plan A.
Yeah.
Where it's just, fuck it, I ran out of condoms.
Fucking sense. Like, this is not, it says right on it, it's like, it's not your regular birth control.
Yeah, and it says
plan
pretty
fucking
much
B for a reason.
If you're using this as regular birth control, you're too dumb for sex. Yeah. And at least try to tiptoe around that.
Please don't populate.
Yeah, please take so many of these. What's going to happen happens.
Oh, God, no, that's fucking horrible. I mean, what is it? Like just a concentrated estrogen shot or something?
It's at least a week's worth of birth control in one dose. It's designed to just scour. Like, you know, T2, the scene where Sarah Connor's against the chain link fence?
It's like one of those.
She just blisters. That's what it does to the lining of their uterus.
It's like one of those fucking robot vacuum cleaners. It just sniffs around, and then when it hits the wall, it pounces back. Just looking for eggs.
Except with barbed wire wrapped around the bottom. It just cleanses that shit, man. It is not good.
Why can't they just, like, force a period? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't they just, like, give her some sort of shot that makes, like, everything fucking discharge?
I think that takes, like, weeks of the lining building up in there, and then it has to come out.
Wow, you guys are, like, getting way into the biological
science. I don't know, man. Like, can you imagine just this massive, like, she had one last week, and you just induce another, and it looked like she sat in a cherry pie? Oh, I mean, that's all it'd be. A shit show. You really want to go through 2 weeks of period? Especially like a Turbo Man made period?
I hate women who have like week-long periods. That stinks.
Periods are just, it depends on the girl. Some girls don't go berserk on them and others, yeah. I almost feel like they premeditate shit they're going to blurt out during the period. Yeah.
I never had anyone.
Where do you think we're going?
Even
as a couple,
fucking mention PMS until like fairly recently. I'll never go fucking like incriminate myself.
Yeah,
on here, but
yeah.
Somewhere between now and when Clinton was in office.
I'm just now picturing like a 12-year-old you rolling over two cigarettes in your mouth. Here's one for you, bitch.
But I was like, why? You still on your period or something? It's like. Oh, it was this fucking buffer of like 2 or 3 days before and after and in between. God. Hey God, what's wrong with your cunt?
As if they're your flawed creation. Oh, God damn.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like pulling aside a pair of panties and just seeing that string like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I've been talking to you for how long tonight?
Why aren't you wearing your yellow star?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm trying to think the extent of, like, I've done very little period fucking.
It's a negative. I vote negative.
I've only done it in the dark. Then you fucking turn on the lights afterwards to clean up. It looks like someone killed someone.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like Friday the 13th, part 4.
It's a
turn
game
on the cabin
of Clue.
Lights.
Fucking Mr. Mustard and the Colonel Mustard
did
in the bedroom with a hard hog.
God damn it.
It's just like, God, my fucking penis looks like a murder weapon. Like, I could have fucked one of those plastic bottles of Heinz 57 and would have come out cleaner. Or if you go down on a chick with it, you just go in the bathroom, you look like you just like walked off the set of 28 days later.
OJ killed Nicole with your cock. Do you remember, what was it, The Dirt by Motley Crue?
Oh, the book?
Yeah.
I think it was just called Dirt.
Was it like Dirt? Yeah, and it was fucking Neil Strauss, that little shit who just bangs women for a living now.
Oh, he wrote that?
He was the guy that they all rapped to. Nikki Sixx told an amazing story about going down on a girl on her period in that book.
I don't remember.
That
was like the first book I read. First and only book I've read since like 10th grade.
Johnny Tremaine. Oh, God. So he's like eating out some neighbor because he's a rock star. So he just is like going back to his apartment in L.A. and sees a woman before getting to his apartment door. And it's fucking on. Just that simple, because he's Nikki Sixx.
A lot fewer like bands and shit back then.
I guess it was like being one of three networks in the 70s. You know, it fucking mattered. So he goes down on her while he's like fucked up as all hell. And he wakes up the next day and he's Nikki Sixx. So he's just like, okay, bye. Walks out the front door and is waving to his neighbors. And they're just like horrified. And they're all shrieking. And he finally gets to a mirror like 2 hours later in the day. And he said, yeah, he looked like the goddamn Andrew WK cover. Just blood everywhere.
I forgot that. Oh, man.
That was such a good book.
It was great. Fucking Tommy Lee talking about punching a bitch's teeth out.
I forgot that. I just remember him talking about fucking a like,
fat bitch.
Yeah, who squirted. And he would just like bang her out in the back of like their touring van over and over and just like pull out and get her to squirt all over the walls.
Oh, no.
And the rest of the guys were driving around this fucking shit wagon. Like, dude, this is horrible. Stop.
I remember, I think, like, they'd be in the van, and, like, the two guys in the front or something would be, like, fucking a chick, like, cowgirl.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, they'd lean the seats back, and then the bitch would, like, lean over and, like, suck off the two in the back.
I mean, it is the most decadent shit. They would, like, at 7 or 8 a.m. buy a burrito and bite the end off it, and all of them would take turns sticking their dick in the burrito so they didn't go home with pussy, like, on their cock. Instead, their chick was like, oh, really, refried beans? I don't know what, you know, you're covering here.
If only they spent some of that time working on playing their instruments and writing songs. They fucking stink.
Oh, God. You hear those stories, though. You're like, I don't care what the fuck they did.
Oh, no, it's great. What are the other good ones?
Fuck. Could have been Falco if they were living like that. Who gives a fuck?
Fucking going a month without showering and still fucking chicks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, it is the most degenerate. I don't know if there will be, people want to act like we are at our sexual dirtiest. Like, as time goes, we just get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier.
But fucking cleaner and cleaner.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows, man. Like, you go back to like the Roman Empire, they were doing shit we can't conceive of.
No, yeah, man. You just find a 12-year-old, castrate him, and turn him into your bitch. You know what I mean?
Fucking
fuck his loose little balls.
I mean, I don't think anything would be the same post-AIDS. And what was that, like 86? No,
that's when
83,
it got.
85.
No, it was like mid-80s where they're like, oh, this isn't just like fucking fag disease X or something.
Yeah, it was
Pardon my French. That's how they felt
called,
back then.
Like, gay.
I'm
intestinal.
A friend of the community.
Yeah. It wasn't even called AIDS at first. It was something like gay intestinal disease or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I don't know that.
Pretty much go for like homo butt syndrome. I mean, shit. Cover that up a little more.
But
gay intestines get filled with cum and then they rot out. That's
I mean, I don't think
works.
Anyone fucking like would fuck around now. I mean, I sure as shit don't. Like, I've turned down a lot of pussy just because like I don't want to fucking wear condoms. So like I want to at least be somewhat informed before I place my bet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do some research.
I found a very, very good rubber I'll have to introduce you to. It doesn't come in your jumbo size, so I don't know if you can wear it.
What?
It's God, I think it's called Skin by...
Oh, Bearskin condoms or whatever?
Not Bearskin. Oh. It's shit. It's in a golden wrapper. It looks like a Wonka ticket. It's awesome. And it's done by Lifestyles.
I don't mind.
That is a monstrously good condom, man. Normally, I'm fucking in a condom I can't finish. Like, after 20 minutes, I'm just like, this still, I mean, come on.
This is the whole thing. You can't feel their fucking wetness or anything. It's just...
No, this is decent. Like, you at least feel the temperature a lot.
Does it have fucking, like, holes poked in the side?
Exactly. Just the tips missing. Yeah, just enjoy a little bit. Just a little bit. How great would that be, a condom that was just a tip cover?
I know. I was going to say, like, fucking, like, those stay-up stockings with, like, the goddamn garters. Like, just one of those to wrap around the bottom of your shaft.
Oh, God. It was just like when you put a balloon on the tip of a hose as a kid. As soon as you come, off you go. Off you go. You didn't work.
Have you ever seen a female condom?
I thought those were almost an urban legend. I don't know if they've ever been actually mass produced.
It's like bikini shit with a condom built in or something.
They got a bad rap up front because they would squeak, and so just be like, "Hey, what's that noise?
Raping
I think
Stuart
your vagina
Little.
Is squeaking."
You think they'd want it to come it's up true. The goddamn queefing?
They have to, don't they? Actually, yeah, wrap around your. The chick, like, in some way, like, almost a thong.
I think it's like, yeah, it's like panties that they wear. This as a
just
fucking
a
like,
cum dumpster built in there.
Receptacle.
You know what it is? It was probably because some woman, like, just to be funny, turned it inside out after it was done. It was like, hey, look, I have like a little flabby dick. And some guy saw that and was like, that is the least sexy thing ever. Banish this from the earth. Only I will have this to endure.
Condoms, just awfulness.
Well, they make so much weird shit. Like, do you know there's a South African anti-rape condom or like female condom, and it's just a bunch of barbed hooks, so like a guy rams his rod in, and as soon as, yeah, it sounds like a Viet Cong like little spider hot dog trap, whatever they used to do with like the cross piece razor up in their cooter.
I thought their black skin was an anti-rape. It's like when a certain animal's colored away in nature, you know not to eat it, it's poison. Like when it's bright red.
Well, anyhow, yeah, you fucking, like, they built this thing, and there was this big controversy, like, is this, like, too inhumane for rapists? God. Because it was so dug in, you would then have to go to an ER to
how
get
do you
this
even
pulled off you.
Put it in when your goddamn clit was sawed off with a rock at birth. You have some fucking like twine holding the top of your box together.
Like a,
your cunt like a looks like Frankenstein's arm.
Like a country kid's homemade football.
A fucking bolt sticking to the side of your pussy lips. Fucking pubic hair has like a lightning bolt going up the side. God damn.
Oh, I'm doing the Muttley laugh.
The fuck was Muttley? A cartoon character?
Yeah, he's fucking Snidely Whiplash's little bitch dog. You fucking know that
guy.
Who fuck
Snidely Whiplash,
dick.
The fucking fag cat?
No, that was Snagglepuss.
Uh-oh.
Snidely was the dude who had the mustache and the big schnoz, and he already said, like, dastardly schemes. And
so a Jew?
I was going to say a skinny Wario, but you win.
Why the fuck is it so hot in here?
I know.
It's always so goddamn cold.
I think it's because these fucking lights are trained down on us to actually, like, record well.
Oh.
But it's hot as balls.
Yeah, holy shit.
I know.
Like, I actually brought a shirt because I'm like, yeah,
that
it's always
20
degrees.
I was just me being a slob, but yeah, I'm roasting.
You want some water?
I got a little of my own. Thank you. Oh, God. I've been in the heat all day after... I took the cat to the vet earlier today.
Oh, what was the pronunciation there?
Her cancer is smaller and more malleable. Like, the tumor shrunk, but it hasn't shrunk, like, as much as they'd like, and she still lost a little weight.
How the fuck did tumor shrink without chemo?
She's on meds, like an anti-inflammatory. Now she's on straight-up chemo, too.
What, like pills? Or?
Yeah, pills. Not like we're going to have to put a fucking kerchief around her and her whiskers are going to fall out chemo. But, she, on the ride back, because I took the cat, I want to say 10 a.m.
The fucking dummy better not plan on getting another pet, although I'm sure she will.
I think we'll be petless after
the
poor cat.
I don't want to deal with this horse shit anymore.
She, I want to say, was without the crapper for 6 hours because we got home probably right at four. Me, like, if you've ever driven with a cat, it's hell. And this vet is over an hour away.
What? Holy shit, where was it?
In Fredericksburg, man.
Why? That's the closest one?
That is probably the second closest cat vet, and she's, like, really good and cheap, too.
Where's the other one?
Vienna, but it's, like, some old Jewish dude. I'd rather give my money to someone who bows before the love of Christ.
God damn, that's a fucking long ride with a cat, man. Holy shit.
She was doing fine. Like, I mean, she was howling every 3 days. Yeah, it's that low meow, too. It's not like the friendly. It's like, meow. Mong. That was Rudy's meow when he was going to the vet.
Nothing but that. It sounds like a goddamn cow, almost.
Horrible. I think we've made it. Even though she hasn't pissed or shit in like 6 hours, I think I'm home free.
Going or coming?
What do you mean?
Like, just ain't coming back from everything?
She hasn't pissed the whole time. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I'm driving
this
back.
Is your thought, like, when you almost made it back.
I'm just
home.
Like, this is pretty good. I can't believe she hasn't gone in all this time. I guess right as I let her out, the excitement of it, I didn't detect it at the time. She fucking pissed all over my right shorts leg and the center console of the car.
Wait, why did you take her out of the cage?
Because...
Oh, wait, she was loose in the car?
Yeah.
Well, the whole time?
Yeah, I let her out like as soon as I got back in the car. Because
where the fuck did she stay? Like down in the passenger, like...
Oh, she jumped around. It was hilarious. Like people would get the dog treatment. Like she would go up to the window with her paws up and stare out and like kind of claw at the window.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which like if I saw that on the highway, it'd make my week.
Well, you kind of brought on yourself. What if like she crawls under the fucking brake pedal and like traffic just at a standstill in front of you?
I've got a decision to make. Not a tough one either. Save myself a whole bunch of vet payments.
No, dude, I want to trust a cat because they fucking...
She's actually really well behaved.
No, but they tread underfoot and they collapse into small spaces like that. I'd be afraid they'd go into the goddamn pedals.
She would jump on my lap and kind of sit there like curled up as a lap cat, and she was pressing herself to the back window, and that was it. Like a Garfield hang-up, you know, just doing that, man.
At least she didn't fucking drop a deuce.
No, well, the piss was worse, because a deuce you kind of just pick up after vomiting all over the place.
Now you just smell like cat urine.
Yeah, well, what happened, I didn't realize I'd been hit until, you know those Nam movies where a guy just takes two, and he's like in shock, and then he touches himself and comes back with a red hand? That's what went on here. Like, I let her in the house, and as I throw her in there, I get her watered up and fed, and then I run right back out to do a job. As I sit down, I just get assaulted, and I'm like, okay, there's piss somewhere in this car. She fucking pissed, god damn it. So I'm on like the great piss hunt, just digging around under each, because it's so pungent. I guess it was like a chemo piss, because we gave her the meds and everything. It was so bad that at first I thought it was a shit. Like, I couldn't even comprehend that piss smelled this fucking rotten. So I'm looking under the seats, like, just digging around for a turd. And I notice, like, it's hitting me every time I sit down. I'm like, is that my fucking asshole and balls? Like, I know it's dirty as hell outside, but I wipe. What the hell? I didn't just run a marathon after eating a Mexican, you know, meal. And then, it, like, as I'm moving my leg while I'm driving to the customer, like, long after I can change, I realize she's pissed up and down my pants leg. So I have to show up at some old Jewish guy's house, God bless him, nice dude, and just be like, yeah, I'm not some degenerate that smells like piss, and I'm handling the locks on your door, so, you know, you shouldn't be afraid. Like, I come in, I'm already sweaty just from being outside for 30 seconds, and I smell of just, like, the most toxic cat piss.
Did you explain it to him or no?
No, I I try to, like, not have him anywhere near my pants leg.
Did you try to fucking
which is hard when he tried to pay me in head.
Sorry. I can ask for a discount due to the odor.
Well,
I probably would have tipped you more just because I would have assumed that you're homeless.
Yeah, exactly. Get a nice meal. Yeah. Rest your head somewhere. Get out of this heat.
Oh, Lord.
No, it was disgusting. And then, the damage, the circle that she had affected was way wider, because I concluded initially she had just pissed on me. I get in, put my arm on the center console finally. That's drenched too.
You didn't notice her squatting?
No, this is like she's sitting in my lap. This is what's so ironic and horrible about it. This is, she must have been sitting on my lap the way she would sit on your lap, like in
a living room. So she just couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah, and she was just chilling, and I was petting her, and because, I guess like the petting relaxed her, and she was like, fuck this.
Because cats squat to piss too, right?
They
lift their tail and all that shit?
No, that's for a dump. A cat will just sit like in the little pretty princess cat pose to take a piss. Like it will just
in
jet
litter boxes,
right into
or
the
they
litter.
Piss outside too.
I don't know if they'll piss outside like that because maybe they'll get mud on their cooter.
Right.
But in a litter box, they'll put their ass flush. Like the way she was sitting is how a cat would piss in a litter box.
So their assholes like touching.
Pretty
the
much,
ground?
Yeah. Live and learn. So yeah, she fucking, and I was like, well, hopefully most of it was on me and not the console. And right when I came to do the show, I opened the door and had been like baking in the sun for 2 hours.
Oh man,
horrible.
At least then it's probably fucking evaporating, so it's actually better.
I got a
are your windows down?
No, like I just scrubbed it with like palm olive and wet it down, and hopefully, and then I just mom took the spray that you had
it was fucking Febreze
jet the bathroom with. Yeah, if you took a particularly monstrous shit. And I just emptied the can against the upholstery. I'm like, please mask it.
It'll be gone in a couple weeks. It'll be good.
Thanks.
Fucking like Febreze it. Like, don't they make like a brush and scrub or some shit? I don't know.
I'll fix it at some point. I don't know how I'm going to treat it. I
felt air from somewhere. So
really? Yeah. Are we getting saved?
A fucking piss trickle of air, but yeah, I can feel it a bit.
That's nice. Yeah, because I'm getting sweaty again. I'm this heat is killing me. Like just the 2 showers a day. What's up, Howie? Oh, you're giving the wrap-up signal.
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up. You can just say it on air. We're not professionals here.
I try to be sometimes. You know, I feel like we're taking this brand to the next level. So, you know, I'm trying to be the voice of, hey, it's been about 50 minutes,
that's
bro.
Still like 6 levels short of good product. Don't worry. We're actually at the 54-minute mark.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've got another a little bit. I think we can have a little
We got
fun
another there. Episode to run.
We
Let's
do
it, Holmes.
Hold on.
Take
shimmy,
5.
Shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
That's what you get for lipping up. Learn your lesson. I guess we can punch out, though. What the fuck?
That's cool with me. I got pissed.
Momentum's come to a screeching halt. So, let me turn away from the mic.
Start strong, finish off weak. It's the way to do
just
it.
Just like my lovemaking. Hold on.
I don't know why it went soft all of a sudden.
Oh, it was because the cat piss story really went nowhere other than I endured hell to get here. Like, my entire day was just sweating in a hot car that reeked.
I mean, I love her, but it's a fucking cat. I probably wouldn't even go to that much effort for a human either.
I was literally going to say, I can so imagine you being like, I love her, but she's a mom. All right, Will, we'll be back in a bit to record another episode, so what
the
fuck?
Next week.
No, let's do another
you're
one.
You're shattering the illusion of the mind.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We recorded this.
Fucking time travel.
Yeah, whenever you're hearing this, we recorded this episode like 6 hours prior. It's fresh, like bakery bread. Will, you're at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal.
Sure, why not?
Fuck you, too. Howard, do you want guys to get in touch with you? Well, do you want women to get in touch with you via Facebook? Do you want to put that out there?
I've never had anyone get in touch with me anyway from this place, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know if. I mean, I thought I set my shit so I can't be looked up on Facebook. Like I don't have a URL or anything, but They've changed the goddamn security settings so many times.
Oh, I know, I get found even though I've set it up so I can't be.
I don't know. I know this horse shit comes up when you Google my name, which is fucking great for business.
Yeah, me too.
Nice.
Yeah, same.
Like,
fuck
hey,
y'all.
Like,
this is money.
Let's see what he's all about. Oh, he hates Jews. Okay.
I'll put my gold coins away. Howard, you are at X.
People know where to find me.
Yeah, just go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got all of their Twitter pages, including mine, which is at Papa's Basement. You've also got the facebook.com/papasbasement. I like how I said the Facebook and instantly sounded 67 years old or black.
On Facebook, they can find me on your page.
Yeah, exactly.
Click the link that says brother. It's real difficult.
There you go. You can noodle that one out. Again, show's website, inpapasbasement.com, iTunes link, Twitter, Facebook, all the fun.
Do you have the Facebook URL? Like facebook.com/papasbasement. Well, no, that's for the page. I'm saying, like, for your personal page.
Yeah, facebook.com/jpapageo.
I think that's probably why you can be found through Google and shit.
God damn it. Yeah. All right, till next week, a.k.a. 10 minutes from now, after we take a shit and piss. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.